Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Want It All podcast. This is episode number 92. Got my 6'8" brother from another Brad Bald in the building. Brad is a commercial real estate attorney here in Nashville, Tennessee, and we're going to talk about everything from the powers of an accountability partner, the effects of networking, and being vulnerable, man. So without wasting any more of your time, let's start the show.
Are you ready? You ready for some football? You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
What?
The noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
Just hike the ball, nut job.
Ready, set, hut, hike. What?
Got you on.
Big J.
Finally. Welcome, my friend. Thanks for coming on. I finally got you on the podcast.
It's about time.
It really is.
Because you know, I told you from the beginning, I said, I want to do this. And we just had to wait for the right time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's all, timing is literally everything in life.
Right.
It really is. And ever since we met, and we'll go into the story about how I met. So for those that don't know, this is my man, Brad Bald. Do you want to give a little intro of yourself?
I'll give a little intro. Brad Bald, I've been in Nashville for about 6.5 years, originally from Annapolis, Maryland. I'm a commercial real estate attorney here in Nashville, Tennessee. I, like Jake, am 6'8", and that segues into how we originally met.
All right.
You want to start the story?
Yeah, I'll start it and we'll bring it in. So first off, shout out to our boy Jim Morrison, Impact
Jimbo.
Social Events, Jimbo. So about a year ago now, or a little over a year ago, where was that at? It was the one in East Nashville.
That's a good question.
I forget what the name of the venue was. It was, I didn't even tag it or anything. So
it kind of had speakeasy-esque vibes because it had dark lighting.
It had the purple lighting and everything.
Yeah.
So I walk into the place, right? And it was a long day. I'm tired. I walk in. You know, you do the networking thing. I wanted to go see Jim and see other people that I've met. I walk in and I don't know if my tall radar went off, but I look over at the bar and I'm like, oh, there's another. This guy, like, because normally you see like average height people.
Right.
But I just know the attention that I get just for being 6'8". I look over and I'm like, I think this guy's up to my level. And I'm like, under no circumstances am I going to go over and hang out with this guy.
Oh, I know. Because you're totally right. We scan the room initially.
Yeah.
Because typically 99% of the time, we're the tallest one there.
Yeah.
And then I saw you as well. I think you looked at me first, but we avoided eye contact.
When I walked in, you and I saw each other, no doubt about it.
But we refused to have eye contact because it could go two of both ways, right? We could ultimately not like each other. We could have that tall ego battling against, or we could become best friends.
Yeah.
Thank goodness it was the latter.
The main reason why I approached it the way I did is because I was like, because I knew people are going to be like, oh, look at those two tall guys standing next to each other like that and all this kind of stuff. And then I'm hanging out, I noticed you when I first walked in, and I'm hanging out with Jim doing the typical network thing, introducing the people. And then he goes, you got to meet my boy, Brad. And then he went over and got you. And when I tell y'all, sometimes a relationship happens organically and had nothing to do with just the height level. That maybe broke the ice right at the beginning of the introduction. But we ended up hanging out and talking for like that next hour, hour and a half, like the whole rest of the night.
We literally essentially cornered ourselves in the back and just had this fantastic conversation, and we draw attention.
Sure.
Right? Being 6'8", two guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are inevitably going to ask the question of what are you guys doing here? Do you guys play basketball? You know, why are you in town? But we got to give kudos to Jimbo because honestly, if Jimbo never introduced us to one another, I don't know if we would have ended up speaking that event. We very much could have avoided each other. I think we would have probably exchanged kind of a friendly small conversation, but Jimbo really kind of broke the ice.
I think that's a testament to what the job he's doing here in Nashville.
100%.
He's putting things together. Everything that he does, you can see the effort and the love and the care behind it. It didn't feel anything forced. And the funniest thing to me is what we were just talking about. If you think that we don't know what we're talking about with the attention and everything, once we did click together, everybody was like, I got to get a picture with you guys. Right. Like, it just goes that way.
Right.
Especially shout out to Janelle too, with Jimbo too. She, little lady, little 5'1", 5'2".
She loved being around us.
So she had to stand on the chair to take the picture with us and everything. So, and that's how the rest of the night went.
Right.
And did we swap numbers that night and just kind of stay in contact, or did we meet again after that?
I think we did double. I think we became Instagram friends.
Yeah.
And we got each other's numbers because we were both in real estate.
Yeah.
So I think we planned to have coffee literally 2 days later.
Sure. Oh, yeah, we did.
Over at the Virgin Hotel.
Ah, shout out Virgin Hotel.
One of the best coffee shops here in Nashville.
Yeah, and I remember that too because I meet a lot of people, but every now and then you meet somebody that you really want to hang out with.
Right.
You want it, like, and that's what was cool to me. It was like, I want to be, like, you just kind of know sometimes.
Right.
Like, you meet so many people, but you don't necessarily look at them as you want to be friends with them or hang out with them and all that kind of stuff. So whenever you meet somebody and you guys just kind of click, and that's the beauty of networking events.
Facts.
And that's the beauty about what he's doing and the whole network, not normal. He doesn't do the business cards or anything along those lines. It just kind of lets you meet and organically talk. And then that was right around the time when I really was like, I'm doing a podcast. I'm going to start getting after it here a little bit. And it's been kind of growing and growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. And then 2 weeks ago, you hit me, or what was it, a week ago. 2 weeks ago, you're like, I'm ready. And I was like, what? And then me and this man brainstormed for hours.
Well, I give you so much credit, and I think I was so impressed when I, you know, initially met you because of how many episodes you have already done since you started and how you were doing one or two episodes a week consistently. Because, you know, my brother and I had a podcast, but we weren't as consistent as
I think, and that was one of the things we talked about too.
Yeah.
And this guy gets it.
And after, you know, 10 episodes, unfortunately, we never really found a purpose and a really ultimate goal to the podcast. It was great. I'm glad we did it. But we ended up stopping because we kind of lost the drive and didn't really know where or what direction the podcast was going. So when I saw you, I mean, look, you've been doing it for how long now?
A little over a year.
That's
amazing.
Over a year.
Yeah, I'm going to be hitting 100 episodes.
That's crazy.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not doing it for the views. I'm not doing it for the numbers right now. The whole thing why there's so many episodes is I'm trying to learn. I'm putting myself out there. I'm trying to really just learn the craft of it rather than just doing stuff. And because I've had those frustrating days where I'm like, should I keep doing this? Should I not? What am I doing here? Like,
sure.
Yeah. Is this stupid or whatever? And you just kind of, and I've talked about this on so many episodes. The whole process of it, getting behind a microphone, talking, putting something out there that's never been recorded, and it's me. It's
right.
Like, I'm staying true to myself. I'm staying true to everything. So when I have an opinion of something, or there's something to talk about, or I can big up my friends, more importantly,
yes,
that, and it just grows and grows. And I mean, now all of a sudden I'm starting to get hit up from everybody.
Oh, what a humbling experience.
It is. It just keeps the fire going.
Right.
Because we all have those moments. You and I talk about this a lot, where mental health comes into play and then you kind of doubt yourself a little bit. You always have that little shadow over your shoulder. And it's like, it's hard to keep pushing sometimes. So what I did, I was just like, look, I'm going to come out here. I do my thing during the day. I'm just going to come out here and practice, get comfortable talking. And if I, at the end of the day, it's not anything I'm going to stick with, at least I gave it a go.
100%.
And it completely went in the opposite directions. I'm like completely just, all I think about is like how I can make something better or do something or set something up and stuff like that. And that's what's so exciting about having you over and on, like,
come on.
And then what the ideas that you and I have talked about moving forward, it's just, I couldn't be more excited, buddy.
Well, you know, because you teed up a great segue that we can have, but before, I got to give a shout out to Jake's Mics. I mean, these bad boys are clear as can be. We sound like late night DJs on here. I mean, it is fantastic.
Bro, when I first got these, I'm not even kidding. I sat out here, would sip on a little bourbon. I would just stare at the microphone.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you saw how fascinated I was. I said I just wanted to have a solo video of me kind of pretending to be a DJ on a radio station. It's amazing.
DJ Brad Ball, DJ Double B. Like,
coming at you live. This is Brad and Jake. Featuring our episode on Want It All. Catch us late night, 9:30.
Damn, you're getting me all hot bothered over here, man. Like,
we can spend the first 30 minutes to an hour just hyping each other up.
If you build it, they will come.
100%.
And it gets to a point, and you're creative. We've had a lot of conversations about this. You know, you get to a point where it's just like, once you realize you're going to be doing it, there's something about getting updated equipment, like the best that you can get, because the quality does matter. Once you realize you're going to stick with it.
Right.
And you got to go for it. I could talk into these things.
I know. Well, let me segue into when we started meeting, right? You know, when you go to, especially in real estate, you go to a lot of networking functions and you have a lot of networking coffees. Oftentimes, those don't lead into any more than one or maybe two meetings. Mm-hmm. But for you and I, you know, we kind of took out our real estate networking hat and realized, all right, we can make something out of this, right? And kind of push each other in our personal lives as well. So I think that turned into us having consistent meetings, especially starting this year, because what have we been doing? We've been meeting every single Monday at 9 a.m. every single week.
Every day, every week.
And now we refer to each other as our accountability partners.
Accountability partner, yeah.
And having that consistency of every single Monday allows us not want to skip a day,
exactly.
Not want to skip a week, because you know what happens in the terms of consistency. It's once you take off a week or take off 2 weeks, it's easy to say, Jake, I don't think this week's a good time.
Yeah.
Let's maybe we'll do Thursday. Maybe we'll do Friday. But knowing that we had that meeting every single Monday, I could go to bed on Sunday knowing that I could be fired up, because what a great way to set the tone for the entire week.
It really is. And when we decided that this is something that we wanted to keep going at and doing, one of the coolest things that we did was, and again, we're speaking what works for us. And if you guys feel anything on that, feel free to message the podcast or anything. We'll be more than happy to talk more about anything that you're hearing. But accountability partners, to me, it's important to find the right one. Because you have ones that maybe just do it just for their own selfish reasons. The beauty about what you and I are doing, there's nothing selfish behind it. It maybe in the terms of it's helping us, so keep riding that feeling. But when we were like, look, we literally will take notes and we'll ask each other before we're done, like, all right, what do you have next week that we can touch base on? So like the whole week, like when I was telling you that I wanted to try stand up and the open mic stuff, you were like, all right, I got a challenge for you. I didn't even have to ask you to do it. And I was like, all right, this is a real one. Because so like that next week, I remember it was like Friday. I'm like, oh, I got to write some stuff down, some ideas, because the week sometimes, especially in the field that we were involved in, the real estate field, like it's such an unpredictable market right now. Like everything's up and down. So when you have the time, knowing that we were going to be meeting Monday, and I don't like to go into meetings unprepared.
Yes.
So like I went in there and notebook open, we ran ideas past each other. And you got to be, the key to accountability partners, you got to be upfront and honest with each other. If you didn't do it, just own it.
Right.
And don't make excuses, because the more you get to, do you ever have that where you could tell they're just BSing you?
Yes.
And it's just like, all right, dude, don't waste time. Like if the whole purpose of this is to support, help each other. If there's something that I do that is like, oh, you have a different opinion on, we run everything by each other.
Right. And knowing that we have that Monday, you know, meeting every single week, you know, as you were saying, of being able to call each other out, is giving those deadlines. It's important because you don't want to let your boy down.
No.
You know, I mean, sometimes you may have deadlines, whether that's in, you know, school growing up, and you may not care. But, you know, as you get older and, you know, your friend group or acquaintance group, you know, dwindles a little bit, you have your, you know, as you said, real ones, your close friends. That's the last thing you want to do, right? Especially if they gave the time that they're giving you every single week,
right?
And they specifically gave you a task to do. We want to make sure we do it, or we at least tried, or admit, hey, I just didn't have the time to do it, but we know that we can push each other to make sure that we do it next week.
And then another thing, just is just a vulnerable moment I just want to tell about what we do. if him and I are struggling with anything that's bothered us, like mental health wise that week, it's a safe spot.
Yes.
I mean, some of the conversations we had, I didn't even plan on having when we meet up or anything. Right. But then it's like, all of a sudden you'd be like, man, I'm really feeling down. And then that makes the, like, it's like strong, like oak, when you get that friendship and understanding, and then Noah goes back and forth, and no matter what the situation is, you got to be able to say that out loud,
right?
Say it out loud to your boy or to anybody out there, whoever your accountability partner is. It's a matter of going in with no judgment and just being there for that person, because we all have things that we struggle with.
Oh my gosh. Everybody is going through something. And I think once you push down that door, I call it the vulnerability shield.
Yeah.
Then the friendship relationship just ultimately blossoms, because you and I realize that we were both kind of going through the same thing. And for being taller, bigger guys, and in a sense having this alpha presence, it's almost hard to do that, let alone telling another 6'8 guy of the stuff that you're going through. So I think that's what we both appreciated with each other, because if something came up during the week, we sat down and said, hey, this is what I'm experiencing right now. Let me know what you think. And again, that is the accountability, right? So we can check in with each other weekly, which is so important.
And big shout out to you too. You've been there for me. Like, I've had a couple moments in the last couple of weeks where, like, something, like, you ever have that moment in the middle of the day where, like, feeling overwhelmed and you don't really, I work out things through talking it out. And obviously I'd start a podcast. So like, and then it was, and then we can't, it's just like, bro, I get it. And then once you get it out of your system, you kind of reset and be like, okay, now I can focus on the task at hand, because we all have those moments where we're feeling not good enough necessarily, or the imposter syndrome type thing. So it's always good to have somebody to be able to bounce those ideas. That, and one thing that I've learned, my biggest takeaway out of everything, is we have so much more in common than I originally thought.
Right.
Like, and I don't, and that, and I just know that, especially in the networking and all that, that doesn't go that way. Not even 50% of the time. Cause you'll get the ones that all they worry about is, what can I make off this person? Or especially in real estate.
Right.
Like, it's like, all right, can this guy sell me something, or can this guy do something? So to actually make a friend out of everything. And again, shout out Jim Morris. Impact Social
Events. See you, Jimbo.
Yeah, you know. What would you say is the biggest thing about one networking and one about the accountability partners that you've taken away from everything?
Networking, you know, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I, you know, came down to Nashville, landed the job in Nashville, was because I networked for an entire year. You know, I had an internship here between my second and third year of law school. And during that internship, which was only 2 months, I had coffees, lunches, I went to happy hours, networking events as much as I can during those 2 months. And I knew throughout my third year of law school, I was going to pleasantly persist and reach out and stay in contact with a lot of these firms to make sure that I was top of mind. Right. Because, you know, as you know, in real estate, especially in networking, it's all about being top of mind. Because when you go to a networking event or you have multiple coffees, you're inevitably going to find somebody who does the same job as you, right? So
that's a good point.
Let's say, for instance, I'm at a networking event and I meet a developer, right? And the developer is about to get a property, let's say a multi-use property under contract. And they already have a go-to commercial real estate attorney that they use. And we initially had a great meeting. You know, we maybe met 2 days ago. If I'm not staying in contact with that developer before they start to get under contract, then when time comes and they're stressed, they're going to use their go-to person if we just met and I never stayed in contact. So being top of mind is especially crucial in real estate. So I think when it comes to networking, you know, you got to put yourself out there. You got to go to the networking events. You got to do cold emails. Not the biggest on cold calls, but I know a lot of people succeed in it. But having that warm introduction is always great, right? Mm-hmm. You and I could be at an event and there could be, let's say, a lender or a commercial broker at the event that I never got a chance to meet, but you have a relationship with them. It's so much better for you to do that warm intro to say, hey, John Smith, I want to connect you with my boy Brad, who's a commercial real estate lawyer. I think you guys would hit it off. Hopefully you guys can grab coffee. That's so much better than me reaching out to him on LinkedIn or shooting a cold email and say, hey, I know you were at that event. We didn't get a chance to meet. And because you're kind of hitting them cold and they have no idea who you are. So having that warm intro I think is second to none. What would you say?
I agree. And we have, you and I are both lucky enough to have a God-given icebreaker where it makes us memorable. Have you ever been somewhere and like you didn't even really remember meeting that person? You're like, yeah, Jake, I remember. I'm like, and then as I've gotten older, I realize, damn, God gave me one.
Right.
Like, height's not everything, don't get me wrong, but it's a natural icebreaker. And there's nothing like having that in-person interaction.
Yes.
But you actually care, you talk, you follow up, you do that. And that always leads to other things. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. But right. It's a lot better than just making a call to somebody or shooting a text or an email. It's just something about that in-person type thing, that which is everything.
Right.
It really, as much as some of them I don't like going to because it feels stiff and everybody's... I'll go for 30 to an hour.
Right.
And if I'm not feeling it, I can just leave.
Right.
And we're so close to the city. Everything, it's not like it's a far drive home. So it's better to try it than not try it at all.
And you're putting yourself out there, which is all that matters, because you may go into that event thinking that you're not going to meet anybody, or you have this expectation that you need to have 5 to 10 clients when you get out of the networking event. Let's say you go there and nothing happens. You put yourself out there. Or even if you meet one person, that's still one contact that could serve you or become a close friend next couple of years. You never know.
It goes into one of my favorite sayings, one of my favorite kind of mentalities that I've heard is if you don't go, if you don't ever do it, you know for a fact the results you're going to get.
Yes.
But if you go, the world opens up. Like right. you just don't know what could happen or who you're going to meet or do anything. You just never know.
Right.
But if you don't do anything and sit idle, I can tell you what's going to happen. There's not going to be any traction unless you kind of just have a family member or something that you know.
Sure.
But if you're looking, but you brought up a very good point with what you're saying about, oh, I got to make 5-10 contacts. I feel like that can be overblown too, because you don't focus on individuals. You just focus on how many cards can I get today, or how many different numbers can I get? And right. it takes away from the experience a little bit, and it makes it a lot more impersonal, which right. might work for some people. That's not how I like to do it. I don't want to just be another card in the deck.
100%. And that's, you know, one of my biggest jobs or goals when I go to these networking functions or I have coffee is I don't want to scream, I'm trying to sell you on
exactly.
something, right?
That's not what it's about.
No, you want to build the relationship first. And if you can do business after the fact, great.
Doing business,
it's a bonus.
With people you like is everything.
Uh-huh.
Like it's doing huge. Stuff. It's what it's an, people don't leave jobs. They leave managers and coworkers and
right.
all that. I've had jobs that I've hated, but I love the people that I work with. So it made me stick it out longer.
Yes.
So it's literally the company you keep is everything.
100%.
It's all about who you surround yourself with. If you're surrounding yourself with negative, and those never last. Those
sure.
aren't like when I got it, like, not to talk all real estate and everything, but when I got into real estate, I was like, I'm not going to be a 15 minutes of fame agent. I'm not going to just be worried about selling you.
Right.
Be like everybody else. I'm going to build longevity to this.
Yes.
Build relationships, meet people. And if there's slow times, so be it. If there's not, and it's busy as all hell, hey.
Well, that's why I'm super grateful for this time that we've had.
Me too.
Right? Is because we know at the snap of a finger, both you and I could get super busy and have this routine where we may not be able to do that 9 a.m. meeting anymore. But what did we say? We said, if we're at the office or you have a closing or we have to be somewhere early in the morning, we're going to be up and at them and meet before, or we're going to set up another time mm-hmm. for us to have that meeting. Like
exactly.
It's not going to change anything, but we don't want to take for granted the amount of time we had, which is, you know, one of the reasons why I said, Jake, it's time for me to hop on the mic with you, man.
Bro, I can't be happy now. I don't know if we want to tell them the ideas that we have or keep them wanting more, but I'll give you guys a little hint as we wrap up this first episode with Brad Bald. Maybe I just gave it away right there. We have a lot of ideas in place, and the only kind of hint that I'll give you is this will not be the first time that you hear from this Brad Bald sir that I got
Uh-oh.
Here with me.
Uh-oh.
Like, we have some plans, we have some ideas, and this is only cracking the surface. This is me letting you know this man is in this world, and we have a lot of big ideas.
Who wouldn't want to partner with this guy?
That's what I say. So I will leave the hint at that. Just get used to this man. This will not be the last time you see him. We got
some fun stuff
in
store.
It's hard not to talk about the ideas that we got.
I know.
I am so amped up about it.
Well, it's funny when you and I, you know, kind of pressed play. We didn't know how long we were going to go, yeah. you know, but we've kind of hit it organically, right?
Right.
We're We're first take stars here, baby, you know? Well,
and that's no joke either. This is a first, we just, if this episode ends up getting published, which I think it will, I'm not kidding. When we literally were like, let's just test out the mics, hit record and go. You're literally getting an organic podcast here. Nothing edited, no nothing. We literally just hit play or record and go.
Which there's some people out there that have that organic flavor that don't have to do many takes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Jake and I are pretty big critics, and we always want to sound good. We had this preparation planned, and we wanted to make sure we came top of our games. And sometimes we may mess up. We may stutter.
Oh, without a doubt.
We may say something that we didn't really want to say. But we've been kind of rolling with it this morning, and I'm happy about it.
Bro, you can't start a week off any better than this. God, I cannot wait till they see what we have in store.
Oh, we can't keep talking. We got to keep them wanting more.
So, Brad, where can people find you?
Instagram, Brad_Bald, as well as on LinkedIn. You can just search Brad Bald.
One at all, baby.
One at all, baby.
2'6". I got somebody that's on my level, 6'8", in the building. Brad.
Boom.
Can't wait to show them what we got in store from. I appreciate you coming through today, bro.
Love you, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Love you too, brother. And for everybody checking in, Want It Tall on Instagram, wantittall.buzzsprout.com. Want It Tall on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, YouTube, the whole nine. And until the next one.
Yeah.
Love you guys. See you. Peace.
Later.
All right.
I told my squad we gonna make it out. One way or the other. Yeah. Some hoop dreams, but no jumper like I'm at 'em. My pen is too clean, so I had to stick with rapping. My life is hella deep, dog, you couldn't even fathom. My goals are like Twitter, you can see I'm staying at 'em. I'm trying to be the GOAT. Every day I'm chasing ghosts like I'm Danny Phantom. And I can sell a nigga, but I'd rather sell a hit. It's my niche, and business sent the beat, so I had to hit the switch. And now I'm all in, I ain't on the fence. All these rappers peep my game, I ain't talking Twitch. Man, I'm trying to get rich, I'm trying to make my wrist match the plaques. I started from the bottom, I ain't going back. Told all the dogs, we gon' make it out. I would never fall, you can't take me out. I'm popping like a zit, I'm breaking out. And I am hella lit, you want a couch? They said I wasn't good enough, but that sin went near and not the other. And they don't wanna see me shine like they close the shutters. But when I said I'm top five, I didn't stutter. I put the six on my back like my name is Cutler. And I got the game in my hand, you would think I'm wearing cutters. They was sleeping on me like they tucked in some covers. But now I got everybody woke like they BLM. Now it's over like I'm pressing sim. It was looking dim, eyes slim like M. It was sink or swim, they hated me but loved them. Yeah, they put me in the rough, but I was a gem. Told all the dogs, we gon' make it out. I would never fall, you can't take me out. I'm popping like a zit, I'm breaking out. And I am hella lit, you want a couch? Everybody dissing me, even Yes Jules. I admit it, yeah, it kinda hurt. It was hella cruel, but I use it as fuel. Ain't no turning back. I told Matt, cut on the Pro Tools. And I'll never stop going in like I'm Quan. Yeah, I'm working to dawn, cause I know that I'm the one. I'm a king like Vaughn. I gotta keep a bag on me just like a carry-on. And people hate, but I carry on like a wayward son. I'm a couple years in, but I've only just begun. People thought that I was done, they was looking for a fork. I was coming up short, but I never did abort. Now I'm popping like a cork. I'm champagne sipping, cause now we got them clicking. I remember days when people wouldn't listen. I was contemplating quitting, but now I'm dripping like a gutter. You know that's where we came from. Yeah, I took a couple L's, now the only ones I take is when I face some. And I just got a new deal like I'm Taysom. You think it's scary now? Wait until the tape comes. Told all the dogs, we gon' make it out. I would never fall, you can't take me out. I'm popping like a zit, I'm breaking out. And I am hella lit, you want a couch?